Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Thank you all for joining us. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. I'm Kristen, I'm your host, and I'm here along with psychic and author Neil Baker for another enlightening episode. Hi, Neil.
Hello. I was going to say, you know, good morning and hello, so it comes out, hello, go, something.
Yes, well, that's okay. You're still waking up, I guess.
Yeah.
We are continuing our discussion today that we began last show. On animal guides. First of all, however, I want to acknowledge the callers we have in queue. We're going to be getting to you in a few moments. Area code 631 and then area code 484. We're going to be getting to your call shortly. I also want to just remind everybody how to get in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You also can join us on Facebook and Twitter. All of our links, including Neil's website, www.neilbakerpsychic.com, are listed under our show profile name right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also reach Neil directly at 562-596-7818. But again, we are continuing our discussion about animal guides, and on the last show, just for a brief overview, we discussed the fact that animal spirits actually exist in the astral realm, and individuals can have anywhere from one to an unlimited number, I suppose, of animal guides. And on today's show, I want to talk a little bit more about this phenomenon, Neil, and I also am hoping that we can give our listeners some tips on how to connect with their animal spirits. But first, I have a question for you. Does every person on the planet have an animal guide?
No. Some of us are born with animal guides. We come into the planet with animal guides because of our past life histories with animals. And some of us have arranged to have animal guides upon entry into the planet through our work between lifetimes. In ancient cultures, we were assigned animal guides upon birth. If a bird happened to be passing by at our birth, we were called maybe the bird or the bird song.
It's like Native American,
Native American
type culture. I mean, that's not totally ancient. I mean, you're talking about ancient in terms of
tribal energy, tribal consciousness, and just the kind of the esoteric politics of a tribe. What their belief systems were, what their tribal customs were, their spiritual energies and how they connected to nature. So, yeah, indeed, you know, we have worked with animals in past lives. The animals will recognize the energy of our spirit, that they are kinship with the human being because of their past life travels with the animals. We can enter into a world of animals from birth, like I mentioned before, like a Jane Goodall, with the chimpanzees, who enters into the planet. That's a very significant energy. Oftentimes, though, we can consciously choose our animal guides, meaning from childhood, in the way that we connect to animals in our environment. So you have to kind of look at your environment, look at your immediate environment, if nothing else, and look at the animals in it. For the most part, what do we have? Dogs, cats, birds. If we're lucky, we may see a coyote or a possum or a raccoon.
Squirrel.
We have butterflies and insects, squirrels. you can connect to an animal energy by just remaining very still and talking to the animal and asking the animal to represent you as a guide spirit. The way to do that, first of all, I think, is you can do it just through consciousness. So we can choose our animal guide spirits through consciousness, meaning that we can just talk to animals through our mind. The other thing we have to relate it to is our chakras. So, for instance, I've often did a lot of training with people, trained them and counseled them in terms of using animal spirit energies in their chakras, people who are very reluctant to speak or have a very low energy level in their throat chakra. I'll have them start connecting to lion energy, L-I-O-N, panther, elephant. Those energies that have loud, boisterous voices can relate to that energy, especially animals of courage. So if you take the animal into your chakra system, you can activate that chakra system and enhance it. If you need, if you have trouble grounding your energy, that's the base chakra, you can go into ground squirrel energy or hibernating animals that go into the earth. Those are very grounding energy animals. And you can relate it to your chakra system there. So there are many ways to connect. People don't usually think that, I'll connect a certain animal to one of my chakras. If you're having trouble eyesight, connect your sixth chakra to the hawk, something with strong energy, and start to feel the energy of the animal. If you can, if you're lucky enough to connect to the animal in the wild, then start to feel the energy of the animal. And usually what we do that is you pause and you breathe in and you just look at the energy of the animal. The animal will pick up on you. They're sensitized to know what kind of energy you're dealing with. And you can even communicate to the animal and say, will you be my spirit guide? Some of the acknowledgement of that will be how drawn you are to the animal. If you walk everywhere and you go, wherever I'm going, I'm seeing hawks. I'm having a dream with hawks or eagles in it. You know that you have successfully combined your energy with the animal and that they have accepted you as being your spiritual guide.
So can animals enter and then leave your life? Specifically, I'm going to ask about you. Were you born with specific animal guides, and then have you had animal guides come and go, or
yeah,
how does that work?
I was born, I'm a vegetarian, I was born with multi-animal guides, from insect to bird, reptile, mammal, primate. I'm very connected to all the animals, and I don't have time today, but there's many fascinating stories that I could share about how I connect to the animals. There was this gorilla named Coco, who was a famous gorilla, learned sign language, who I connected to, and had a very, very intense experience when I met Coco up at the compound where Coco lived. But in the element of energy, yes, indeed. And animal spirits can come and go. They're very agreeable, just like they are in the wild. They let go of their young. They protect their young, but they also very much let go of their young. Even mice. Mice will intently take care of their young for 5 months and then let them go. If you have an encounter with a mouse in your home, usually that mouse will hang around for about 5 months. They have a five-month element of energy. Also, mice, we don't realize it. We think of them as pets, and of course, in some regards, they are. But mice are also, they're here to teach us lessons about hoarding, about storage. Mice are storage keepers. They store food. And believe it or not, we think mice are very, are somewhat dirty animals. But mice spend a lot of time grooming themselves. And they have to, and so they spend a lot of time doing that. Even though they carry disease, it's amazing. They spend a lot of time grooming themselves. It's actually the flea of the mouse that's rather difficult, and then of course the waste of the mouse is what's problematic. But mice can be very clean animals. You always see them cleaning themselves off. And some mice are better at it than others. But they're very good at attention, and they're very good at foraging, and they're very good at survival. Possums. I had an encounter with a possum recently. These animals are very good at camouflage and going into a death-like state and then waking up immediately. Actually, when they go into their death-like state in order to survive, they even send out a scent of death. Their heart rate goes down. And so they adapt to danger by modeling death. So they actually die to live. And then they resurrect. They're a fascinating animal.
Well, the reason I asked about whether these animal spirits can come into your life and then leave is that I've had specific experiences with certain animals. You know, there's been periods of my life where deer have been around me. I've had experiences with hawks. And, you know, my instinct is to want to hold on to these energies. I don't want to let an animal guide go if there's something I can learn. But I'm wondering, too, if these animals can come into your life and then exit your life if you are not aware of the lessons they're supposed to be teaching you. So being better in tune with these guides helps to keep these energies present in your life.
Absolutely. It's like anything. You have to maintain the energy. If you neglect an animal spirit, if you don't listen to the language of an animal spirit guide or to an animal in your environment, you're going to miss out a lot, and there's going to be a great division, and eventually it will sever and die, the connection. However, some people are born with animal spirit guides, and they die in animal spirit guides. A lot of people who have ocean animal spirit guides will die in the ocean. The spirit energy consume them.
Interesting, and we had a show regarding karma, our soul's connection to the ocean, so that would have been an interesting side note to bring up. I don't think we got to that on that show. But, you know, I wanted to also ask about someone's master number and the relation of the number of animal guides they might come into the earth with. I know that we talked about a couple of my animal guides on the show. And then after the show, I'm not going to reveal my master number at this point, but we had talked about another animal guide after the show, and it actually corresponded to my master number. So would you say that those animal guides we discussed, I actually came into the earth with? There were that specific number of animal guides?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're looking at, you know, when you're looking at the chakra system itself, which is correlated to the master number of your birth date, you know, from the crown to the brow, the throat, the heart, solar plexus, spleen, and then your root chakra. You're dealing with animal spirit guides according to each chakra. Of course, your higher chakra systems, 6 and 7, are going to be more of the flight energy, and birds and things that soar, things that are considered mystical. Your lower energy levels, which are still rooted in the subconsciousness and the primitive elements of life, as well as your awareness of past lives, are going to be in your base chakra. And so you're going to be dealing with animals of the earth that have an intense language to teach you about your past lives through dreams, as well as through just stream of consciousness during your waking hours.
Okay. Any last comments before we get to our callers, Neil?
Well, you know, I mean,
it's a vast subject.
It's hard to talk about, you know, we had an hour. We didn't have callers, and we had an hour. We could go into great depths. We're here just sort of trying to give coming attractions, so to speak, of what a big movie's about. And so, to me, it's important that, you know, for those who are interested in animal spirit guides, it's important to do some investigation, do some reading on them, connect to it, learn more about it, because... to me, the aspect of animal spirit guides, they're here to help us in our life, to assist us. There isn't any animal spirit that is here to harm us. Even if we're attacked by a lion, that's our animal guide, and they're here to strengthen us. If we're succumbed by the animal spirit, then we're eaten by them, and we kind of more or less become their spirit. But any animal on the planet is here to strengthen us and to teach us, not to destroy us. That's a truth. I mean, there is darkness in the animal kingdom. Of course, you know, a grizzly bear killing you can be a dangerous thing. But the essence of the animal, the spirit of the animal, is not a harmful energy.
Great. Great. Well, I'm sure we're going to be expanding on this topic at a later time, but first we're going to get to our callers, Neil. All right, area code 631 is first. Then we have a caller from 8484, then 313, and then 646. We just dropped a caller. 631 dropped. Oh, too bad. Okay, so we're going to bring on 484. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Who's this?
This is Anastasia calling. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Anastasia.
Hi.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is August 29th.
And the year, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
1974.
All right. What's your question?
My question is, there was a lot of big, humongous changes that happened in the month of July and August. And I feel like it's not over. I feel like there's going to be a couple more unexpected, out-of-the-ballpark changes, and that's why I'm calling up to find out what are the changes, because in July, my mother went to get a chest x-ray, and there was a humongous large mass in her left lung. It is all cancer. She has stage 4 lung cancer, came out of the blue, and in August, my dad decided to not take care of her, and was trying to put her into, like, a facility, trying to say that she was out of her mind and crazy, and now she's living with me. And then in August, I had a lady approach me out of the blue, and she offered me a salary position job. And she said, I would like you to have this job. I heard about your mother having cancer, and I want you to take the job. And I'm getting paid very, very good money. It's a salary job. I don't put many hours in, and that came out of nowhere.
Okay, so your question is in regard to changes that are upcoming?
Like any kind of other major changes, like, you know, maybe there's gonna be a man that steps up to the plate and wants to get married to me and wants to help me here with my mom and the responsibilities. Who knows? I don't know.
All right. Neil, take it away.
Well, Anastasia, one of the reasons this is all coming to this dramatic moment in your life with your mother and your father and your job change is because you're nearing the age of 40, and your master number is 40 equals 4. Your master number is actually 4, heart chakra. But it's after its duration of karma is for 40 years, and you've just turned 39, so you're just now getting into the last year stretch of going through karma, which is going to be a very tremendous packed year, because once you reach 40, which is going to be 2014 of August, you're going to go through massive changes. Preceding that time, you're going to go through also changes, too, because you're going through karma. So this could, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your mother, but this could bring about the departure of your mother, different shifts in your energy regarding your job. And they're already happening now. That's because you're born on the month of August, and August and your fire number, meaning the last number in the day you're born, is 9, which is a very strong number. You have a 2 before the 9, which is your sexual energy number, which means that you're going to have a relationship coming in. So in your 40th year, you're going to have a spiritual awakening. That's going to result in you getting in alignment with all of your energies, and you'll have a relationship. There'll be a love relationship. There might have been a relationship 7-8 years. Maybe it ended in divorce. If it wasn't a marriage, then it was a very strong bonding relationship that ended and it felt like a divorce. That was prior. That was before in your life. So what to expect, a relationship. Obviously, the departure, the eventual departure of your mother, all of this before the age of 40 or by the age of 40, or it could even happen in the midst of 40. You know, as far as your father's concerned, I don't know. I'm seeing him with somebody else. So I don't know what his program is, but he may have some other agenda going on at this point. And I don't think he's ready to let go of the ego of his life, meaning there's still things he wants. And so he's got that attitude of taking it because he's kind of removing himself from one situation, moving on to another. But in terms of that, your ego, your energy fields with your parents, of course, is something that can be analyzed deeply, a much deeper level if we look at the birth dates, which we cannot do today on the show. But to answer your question, you're going to be in a relationship coming up, and you're going to be going through several changes. And the explanation for this is because you're nearing the end of your karmic zone.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when this relationship is going to come in? Will this person move in with me and help take care of my mom?
Well, lastly, I'll answer this question for you. Your this connection of this human being coming in, this man coming in, can be anywhere between now, and the end of the year of 40. On the radio, I can't give you a precise, it takes too long to calculate that. But
okay.
I can only give you a window that it's going to happen anywhere between 9 months of turning 40 and within 9 months after you turn 40. So it could come in as soon as 4 months from now. These are details that I can't really get into over the radio, but I can tell you that he is coming in.
Okay.
Anastasia, you're always welcome to get in touch with Neil directly. It's tough on a radio show when we've got a lot of callers to really get into the depth of our callers' questions. But you can certainly get in touch with him, 562-596-7818. You may also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. But thank you so much for calling our show, and, you know, we'll keep you in our prayers. Sorry you're going through this difficult time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's always hard when a parent's sick. So our best goes out to Anastasia.
Yes.
All right, we have our caller from 631, which dropped, but he came back, and so we'll take that. Then area code 313, and then area code 646. He dropped again. This is really bizarre. I think he's having some problem with his phone. This is Dawn. He's called our show before several times, but he just dropped out again. So we'll take the caller from the 313 area code. Good morning. You're on the New Maker Psychic Hour. Hi.
Hi, this is Cliff. I'm calling from Detroit. My birthday is March 28th, 1962. And thank you for taking my call, by the way.
You're very welcome. What's your question?
I am currently working with a friend and with a new business venture, an internet venture, and the discussions we've had so far have indicated that it promises to be quite lucrative.
We're experiencing.
Cliff, can you repeat what you just said? Because I think there's some problem with the line today.
We keep hearing
hearing some interference. So just go ahead and repeat what you said.
Okay, I've got my Bluetooth on. I'm going to switch to the phone, so hold a second.
Yeah, we had the same issue with the last caller, though. So, yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Try to see
is that better?
That's better right now. Okay, so go ahead.
I'm currently involved in a business venture with a friend. It's an internet business. The discussions we've had so far have indicated to me that it promises to be lucrative. I just would like to know what you see in that regard.
Well, okay, internet venture with a friend. Let me ask you something real quick, Cliff. In 1993, when you were 31 years old, is that a big year for you, a year of change?
1993. Well, that general area of time from maybe like 89 to 91, 93, there were a lot of major changes going on in my life.
Okay.
89 to 93, did he say?
Yeah.
And that's a four-year period.
And that's a four-year period. Your master number is four. You're 51 now. You're 20 years beyond your karma. That's divisible by four, five times. You have a, you're born in 62. That adds up to an eight, which is money. And it's, it should be a lucrative energy. Have you known this potential internet, this internet venture? Have you known this person for 3 years at least?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well over that.
Yeah, at least 3 years. Good. Did this person, to your knowledge, go through any difficulty about 6 years ago? Would you know those kind of details? You don't have to express what it was, but if you know if they went through difficulty about 6 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lucky to be alive difficulties. How about that?
Yeah.
Health difficulties.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up too, Cliff. I think it should, what's marked about this connection, this kind of a reading, is that the two of you are meant to go into this venture together. So we know that on the first foot of the journey, it's meant to happen. The second and third foot will be conditioned by your wills, your willpower, your tenacity, your innovativeness. All of that will be part of the journey thereafter. But
mm-hmm.
the first step is a given. So as a psychic, I would say, yes, this isn't a mistake. It's not just a, you know, a random thing you're doing. It's important. You'll be reaching out to people and thereby deriving monies from that, but also at the same time doing a service for that and having integrity with the operation of your service. So, and I believe it can be a worthwhile venture for you that can steadily grow. So I'm predicting something good from this, and it's starting off on a good note, just based upon the few little validations that I got in asking you, you know, about your year and what happened with him and his almost life-threatening situation. All of these things are validating your venture going forth.
Okay. I'm trying to look back to 93. I think that was when my first marriage just kind of fell apart and I knew it was over then. And that kind of set the groundwork for the marriage I'm in now, which I've been in for 18 years now. So.
Yeah. I was going to ask you previously about a divorce, but we didn't have time, but you brought it up. But I was going to let you, I'm letting you know now, I felt there was a divorce in your past. Obviously, yes, right at the time of the 31, because that human being was karmic for you. You do have a two between your 3 and 8. Your 3 and 8 is an 11-2, which is a 2. And so you actually have a, as you look at your numbers, Cliff, you have a 3 and an 8, that's an 11 or a 2, and then you actually have a 2 between the 3 and 8. That's relationship problems, especially before the age of 31. The fact that you've now been married 18 years, which is 4.2 cycles of your life, this means that the next 2 years of your life should be very exciting. You're going to have to use a lot of vision here. We can't go into any more detail, but to further add to the journey of this, it would be worthwhile to know your partner's birth date and the connectedness between the two of you, and then the dynamics of your business, the title of your business, the numerological vibration behind your business. That kind of thing would have to be part of the process. Also, the elements of what your raw resources, your products, what you're trying to
mm-hmm.
sell, physical sense or in intellectual conception, creativity. All of that would have to be, it's not for this show to answer those kinds of questions, but they might
right.
enhance your journey going forth. But the answer to your question is it's an affirmative yes going forward.
Great, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Cliff, and thanks for finding our show.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, I'm noticing with a lot of our callers, and actually the caller that dropped, the 11s in the birth dates, or, and you don't know the birth date of the caller that dropped because I have it in my records, but
oh.
They also have an 11 in their birth date, and every one of our callers thus far has. Interesting how they group together like that.
Yeah, well, you know, any whenever you have an event, I've said this often, it's tribal. There's a tribal connection between any congregation or meeting of people. You've always have to analyze the attitude of that. You know, fascinating studies in my mind about that. Even when we have tragic incidences about that horrible event with the Batman movie and the guy coming in and all those people getting shot up, a lot of this is explained as tribal energy and tribal karma. When you have groups of people together meeting in one place, you know, at the time of the event, that's not appropriate to explain it that way. But once we get past the immediacy of the tragedy of the event, and we try to understand the meaning behind tragedy and why sometimes groups of people are hurt, this has a lot to do with tribal karma.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Again, you know,
truly.
We look at this in terms of even swarms of animals and migrations of animals and how they're destroyed during migrations. Migrations are a big factor. Tribes of animals are a big factor in terms of even animal consciousness and animal spirit energy that we do.
I had a question, actually, about the beginning of the show. When we started the show, and I had made a reference when you said, you know, when someone's born in certain tribal cultures or ancient cultures, I think is what you said, a bird flying by will give them inspiration for a name. And so I had mentioned Native American cultures, which is not really an ancient culture. So back in ancient times, we're talking about prehistoric times, biblical times, they were doing this as well, Neil?
Oh, sure. Oh, even more so.
Right.
We've gotten away from it. It's kind of turned into a cult now, or a kind of a popular pop thing to do, you know. Of course, some people take it very seriously.
Well, the Native Americans do.
Souls, and of course, there's a serious side to it. But we've forgotten where our roots are. And the roots of our consciousness is that we all connected to animals. We're all in that kind of symbiotic connection of life and nature. And as a group experience as much as solitary.
I just wanted to make that clarification because my mind went somewhere else, a little bit beyond ancient times, a little bit forward in time. But anyway, okay, so let's go over the list here. 646 area code is next, then 713, and then we have a caller from 619, 27 minutes left, and three callers.
Okay.
Here we go. Area code 646. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Kayla. My birthday is
8/30/1973. 8/30/1973. There's an
11
again. It's happening.
I know. I was listening. I was like, wow, that's true.
And it's Caitlin, C-A-I-T-L-I-N?
No, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. I'm sorry. We're having some interference in the line today, so it's difficult to hear. So, yeah, and she's got 8/3 and the 7/3/1 in her year. So there's two 11s on either side. Very interesting how these people group together. Kayla, what's your question?
Question is, I just turned 40, but I'm wondering about what's going on with a particular friendship that I have with a gentleman. And, yeah, I feel it's progressing, but it's kind of slow, and I don't know.
Yeah, well,
happy
Kayla.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yes.
Thank you
just turned
you.
40.
Thank you.
Your master number is 4, Kayla, so you have gone now through 10 cycles of your master number. 10 times 4 is 40. So you're on a big, big element of change right now. I do want to ask you about the year 2004. Was that an important year for you around the age of 31? That was like our last caller.
Yes, it was 2003, the end of 2003, like after my birthday, to 2004 was pivotal.
Yeah.
Pivotal.
That's what I figured. Okay, good. Do you want to share in a minute of what that change was about?
That change was the same change I went through in 1993 regarding my health.
Yeah. Well, you know, the attitude about trouble in relations in life always comes from the energy of an 11. 11s can bring in a lot of controversy and a lot of darkness. It's like dynamite. It has its pros and cons. Why I mention 11 with you is because you're born 8:30. That's an 8:3, which is an 11. Kind of like our last caller, but he has a 2 in there. You're still the same master number. You're also a 1973. That does factor out to be an 11 too. So there is some very strong challenges in the health department. Considering, too, that you have a 0 in your day next to a 3 is also a very challenging situation. But you're getting through it. Notice how your 3 reappears next to a 7, so there's going to be spirituality. Now, to get back and to answer your question about this male friend that you're wondering if it's going to be developed into a deeper relationship, have you known this male friend for up to at least 5.5 years?
No.
How long has it been, Kayla?
A little over a year.
Okay, I've got it. Then it's attached to something 5.5 years ago. Were you in a relationship then?
Yes, I have to finalize the paperwork with that one.
What's that?
Finalizing the paperwork with that relationship. So she's in the process of divorce.
Oh, you're in the process of divorcing somebody that was 5.5 years ago that you were in a relationship with?
That's correct.
Okay. That's why I'm picking up on that connection in regards to your question, because before you can move forward with this person, your karma is such that the paperwork has to be finalized completely. So the stoppage... The conflicts going on are the first of all the result of not getting the paperwork completely done. It's got to be completely done. Once that happens, you're going to be able to be creative with this relationship. The relationship itself isn't built on any kind of foregoing destiny. In other words, it's not locked in with a yes or a no. It's locked in with a creative freshness that involves the both of you making decisions. So you can't really accurately say, yeah, he's going to move in or you're going to have it. What you have to do is once you release yourself from the karma of this past relationship that you're finally now getting rid of, your energy field's going to change. Your molecular structure is going to change. Your chakras are going to be spinning differently. Everything's going to be happening differently, and at that point in time would be the best point to evaluate what your connection is with this person. That would require both birth dates to be incorporated into the analysis as well as a vibrational interpretation. But
right.
At least on the radio, I've given you kind of a format as to what's right now placing a stop on it before it can move forward, and obviously that you're going to get this thing resolved. It should be. You should have pretty much clearance by November, latest.
I feel so. I feel so. I strongly feel that, intuitively.
Okay, good. Well, it's a continuing story.
Yeah, and we always welcome you to call the show again, Kayla. I think this is the first time we've talked. You can also reach Neil directly at 562-596-7818, or you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, but it's nice to talk to you, and definitely keep us updated on the progress of the relationship.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Neil, I'm just going to move right into the next caller because we've got a lot of people waiting on hold here. Area code 713. Hi, you're on the air. 713.
Oh. Sorry, I had you guys muted. Yeah, I had you guys muted. Sorry.
That's okay. Who's this?
This is Maribel. My birthday is June 7th, 1976.
And is this Maribel? Is that the correct one?
Correct.
And what's your question, Maribel?
I guess my question would be revolving around my son and our, I guess, our relationship. He's 9.
And that's your master number.
Okay. Do you want me to get his birth date?
Yeah.
What's his birth date, Maribel?
November 23rd, 2003.
Have you called our show before?
No, I've wanted to, but no.
Evan, well, glad to have you. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's 20. Interesting.
Okay.
Three.
Well, you're right now 37 years old. So you went through you've been going through a change in the last year. Big changes.
Right.
Has there been any divorce in your life, Maribel?
Yes.
Because I'm picking up divorce, and so I got to feel that in my head here that there's a divorce. Yes. Your son. Well, first of all, your son's. You know, I hate to say this because it's so stupidly cliche, but your son's an old soul. He's an old soul.
I picked up on that, actually.
I'm sorry?
I picked up on that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, people say, of course, all old souls are, at some point, they come into the world and they're children again, and most of us are old souls. Very few of us are just freshly on the planet. Your son's an old soul. He's born on the 11th month, and his master number is 3, yours is 9. You're both, you know, 9 is divisible by 3, so you're kind of on the same link in that regard. He's got a karma at the age of 12. So right now he's 10 years old, so there's going to be a big change in 2 years with him. But unfortunately, he's going to go through great growing pains. If proper attention isn't paid now, he would probably end up in some kind of behavioral correction program because he's going to be troubled. He's a dynamic kid, smart, but the anger from his past lives manifesting into the anger of this lifetime is going to be something for his in this current physical age for him to handle because he's past life energies. And sometimes people will say, oh, no, my child's a perfect angel, very quiet, just wait. So there's going to be a great eruption at that age. But at the same time, the fire of this kid is going to grow into creativity. So he's going to be very creative as well as very physical. The unfortunate aspect of that around the age of 12 will be that he'll go through a great energy change that requires an expression of anger. Probably it could be in part due to the fraternal energy in his life and the separation thereof. And the harshness of the energy division, also it could be in the passive aggressive stance he takes towards you as a mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely. In fact, he's very angry now.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't know how to, because just in a nutshell, his dad passed away in 2009, and he was 6'7". My son is 9 years old. He's 5 feet tall, and already we're butting heads like crazy. He's very angry, and I don't know why. I haven't been able to. I mean, he's angry behind the separation that happened when he was around 3. And it's almost like he knew, even at that age, what was going on. And now it's just, he's just expressing so much anger, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, the separation occurred at 3. That happened to be his master number, Maribel. His master number is 3. And did you say the father's passed?
Yeah, he passed away in 2009.
2009. So there's going to be great anger. What your son needs is a talented, gifted counselor, the kind that you see in the movies that just knows how to get into a kid's heart. He's not worried. He's talented. He's gifted. And your son needs that. And if you're saying if you tell me he's going to therapy now, it's not. I don't know. I would question the capability of the therapist, with all due respect. But I would say that is your son in any kind of therapy program?
Not right now. He was when his father first passed, and out of, I think, 8 sessions that we were going to have, he'd completed 6, and only twice he opened up and spoke about, you know, his feelings about his dad passing. So it wasn't very helpful, and so we took him. I took him out of it, so it wouldn't be like a bad experience for him. Like he wouldn't want to do it again. And I've been wanting to revisit it, but I at his age right now, he's very outspoken. He's very physical, and anything will set him off, and it's very confusing. I don't even know how to approach it right now.
Well, you can't. Unfortunately, it's not going to work. You can't do it. And
okay.
But the boy can't rule. I mean, I get it. He's angry. I already said that. And he's going to act out very physical, and he's very tall and all that. I get all that without even having met him, just feeling the energy. But he needs a tough horse whisperer kind of thing. He needs a child whisperer. He needs a karmic whisperer. He needs somebody who can get into his psyche and understand it so that they can work past the resistance. He reminds me of, you know, the dog whisperer goes in with the big pit bull and they're fighting, and pretty soon the pit bull's licking him and he's got him tamed. Well, he needs a dog whisperer, but he needs it in the human element. He needs somebody to understand it. And you've got to find that person. I can't, over the radio, give you any hints there, but that's what he needs. And then there can be a resolution. And I feel something very good. But I'll tell you something. You've got 2 years of, you're going to have your work with him for 2 years at least.
Right.
But that's
right.
What you need. You need to find a talented therapist.
I will do that. And what can you say about our connection? I know I've been told that he's supposed to be teaching me something. Like there's some kind of lesson to be learned from him.
Of course, that's your son, and you come in on a karmic level of energy, and so of course you're teaching something, and you're left with this burden, Maribel. That's the whole drama of karma. And you're both supposed to teach something because you're both past life connected. So that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful
okay.
about what you hear from people when they, you know, that's a given. But the accuracy of what the past life energy is and how it's defined as what a true learning lesson is should be poised by someone who has an accurate sense of interpretation and not just going on some kind of pop culture definition. This is a lot more serious, and so it takes a lot more time and effort than I can really give you over the phone.
Okay.
Set with these kinds of questions all my life, but you just can't answer it in a few minutes. But I can at least get the door open so you can start to hear the ideas and then go from there.
Perfect.
Maribel,
well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and you can get in touch with Neil directly at 562-596-7818, and she can also follow our show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a tough question for a, you know,
both-sized
reading.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. It's impossible. But she might find somebody that she can, you know, God willing, she'll find somebody and they'll help her out. But she and her son need a guide.
Yeah.
A good guide or a good counselor, someone who, you know, has integrity and talent as well.
Sure. Okay, we've got one more caller. We had someone else drop, so just one left here, Neil. Area code 619. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. What is this beeping going on? Hello?
You're breaking up really bad. Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
I'm sorry?
My name is Steve.
If it's bad connection on our end, your end as well.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's tough.
A lot of interference, Steve.
Yeah, my name is, I just wanted to get a reading. Hello, can't hear you.
Okay, Steve?
Yes,
are you there?
We
just heard like a long ringing sound that lasted about 20 seconds. So I don't know what's going on. Blog Talk today.
Yeah, crazy.
Same thing we're hearing. But go ahead with your question and birth date, please, again.
It's 9/18/56.
We've spoken with you before, haven't we?
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, remember you. Okay, and
What's your question?
What do you see as far move for me this year, possibly?
Move? Okay. Go ahead, Neil.
9/18/56. So
right.
You're a... I'm sorry?
That's correct.
28/38/39. You're a 39/12/3, and you want to know about a move this year, and you're born 56, and so you're celebrating not quite yet. You are right now 56 years old. So you are 56 years old, and you're born in 1956. Oh, you're going to have a move, a big move.
Oh, wow.
Oh, big move. Do you at all have, do you have plans, or did you ever entertain the idea of moving out of your state?
I've entertained it, but nothing is in the works yet.
Yeah, but you've thought about it. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you something, Steve, just as a side question. This is only a side question. Don't worry about this as a destination. It's only a side question. Have you ever been to Canada?
Yes, I have.
And what were you doing in Canada?
Oh, it was just a one trip bus ride, and it's just a short one day vacation.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. I've never been to Canada. Oh, maybe I went to British Columbia, but a lot of people have never been to Canada. It's not like a common question, and everyone's gone there. So I'm asking it because I'm getting a vibration that from that left field might help to determine how to calculate what's going on. I want to ask you another crazy question from left field. Who is the basketball fan around you that loves basketball?
I can't think of anybody in particular.
We're still getting interference. I don't know. There's somebody.
I can't think of anybody.
You can't think of anybody.
You can't think of anybody. Is there anybody
right.
really? Steve, is there anybody really tall in your environment right now? Very tall, over 6 feet tall, 6'2", 6'3"?
Someone I see at the library occasionally, but that's about it.
Okay, and do you go to the library for research basis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, don't worry, I'm tracking this out for you. If you're talking about a move, I'm looking at something between the end of September and the beginning of October.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
Well, it's interesting. That's what you say. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's I'm open to it. That's all I, you know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when you phrased it. Does it make any sense?
Well, what I meant by that, Steve, would be that you would say, like, oh, yeah, that's the 8 months I've been aiming for, or that would seem logical because I have, you know, I have plans for something. That's what I meant by does it make any sense. I am getting that.
Go on.
Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It's just that from time to time I've gotten readings and they said – important changes in September, but other than that, that's not it.
Oh, okay. Because you know, if you don't make a move in September, then the change is going to occur in your immediate environment where you're living. You have a big change coming up. That's why psychics are saying you're going to move. Because if you don't make a geographical move, there's going to be a tremendous move going on in the environment you're in at this time. Are you corresponding with anybody outside of the state at this point? Do you text or email anybody outside?
A lot of people by Facebook.
I see. Well, there are two female figures that I'm connecting to, Steve, that have something remotely to do with your move.
Interesting.
Yeah. And do you have any? Do you have at least two female friends that you text or email?
They're most definitely.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go into any detail on the radio, but there's two. You center. There's two. I'm not going to give any names on the radio, but there are two that have to do with the move itself. As you discuss this.
All right, Steve.
Could you give initials?
What's that?
Could you give initials?
Can't hear.
Okay.
Hope that helps, Steve. Connection's so weird today. Steve can get in touch with you directly at 562-596-7818. We just had another caller come in. We've got about 5 minutes now, so I'm going to bring them on. 610 area code. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Area code 610. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this it?
Yes. Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. We've got a few minutes left. What's your birth date and your question quickly?
Okay. Do you need the year, too, or just the month?
Great.
Day?
Yeah, the year would be good.
Okay. July 26, 1961.
1961 or 51?
61.
And what's your question, Marie? Nine.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess my question is, I guess I'm feeling tremendous stress over the situation with my almost ex-husband, and I was just wondering if you see how things would be working out in that area.
Oh, real quickly, Marie, 1992, when you were 31, was that a big change in your life?
Yes, I had a third baby and I left my job.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I had a third baby, I left my job, and I moved away from my home state.
Yeah. Now, that's why I picked that year. A big change. Your karma was moving into your higher energies levels at that point, and so there's, of course, major things going on. In your history, anywhere around your history with people you knew, anything close to you with alcohol problems?
Well, my parents drank some, but nothing that I recognize as a serious problem or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, my aunt, I think, had to do AA. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, probably,
so
probably in the relatives. Probably, yeah, there's older relatives that drink too much, probably, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to get that element. And you're asking from that zone, because we don't have a lot of time left, but you're asking if there's going to be problems with your ex-husband? Is that what you were saying?
Well, he's not quite an ex, so the problems in finances and separating and what to do about support for the kids and all that.
So you're in the process
of
separating, and there's problems with finances and things.
That's the question, yeah. I start to get worried, but maybe there's nothing to worry about, but maybe I should take certain actions. I thought I'd ask if you happen to see any clues.
Well, anybody born in the month of February in the family?
No, my youngest son was supposed to be born in February of leap year, the very last day, but he was born in March, early March.
Oh, he was supposed to be in February. I'm starting to analyze how your energy shifts from one state to another. That's what I'm doing psychically. That's why I picked up on that date. And so is this man the father of that child?
He was the only one born in the new state. Is there a problem with him, did you ask?
No, I asked the man that you're currently separating from, is he the father of the child that was born in
March? Yes, definitely, yeah. I was with him for 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there should be too many problems, but I don't want to be sloppy and say that there shouldn't be some oversight here and some attention to detail. I think that's important. I don't think there's any strong ill intent. But I do think that to protect yourself, there should be a fine legal jurisdiction over the energy.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't categorize this man as a dark, evil man. Do you?
No.
Maybe we lost her.
Are you still there?
No, I'm here. Yeah, I said no, I don't characterize him as a dark, evil man.
Yeah,
I agree.
A lot of problems.
We're having problems with the line. I don't either, Marie, so I think basically it's a safe deal, but to protect the two of you, I think, could you stand a little more legal attention to the conditions of the separation?
Yeah, I could. The problem is there's some things to decide that I have difficulty you know, it's just no easy solution for what to do about the family home and that kind of thing. So that's why it's been hanging there unsolved for a while.
We'd have to go into more detail to get into that, at least
okay.
I would. Or if you contact somebody else, pay a little bit more attention, but don't let it slip by.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maria, glad we could fit you in. I'm sorry the time was brief, but, you know, we were at the end of the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Maria can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also reach you at 562-596-7818. The continuing investigation of one's personal path is a very interesting prospect. And so we encourage our callers to get in touch with Neil directly. We are back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we appreciate all the listeners we have here today and contributors to our conversation. Interesting show, Neil. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
all
too,
right.
Kristen.
Okay. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you next Friday, or this Friday, that is. Friday's 6th. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.